Hi, and welcome to Aging in Place for every stage in life. What if you could visit or have a home that would accommodate anyone at any age, any physical ability, at any time? How cool would that be? That's what we're doing here at Aging in Place. Why me? Because I'm a doctor of psychology, and I specialize in physical spaces and health and wellness. Also, I love designing with intent at any age. Why now? Because we, the baby boomers, want to age in place gracefully, and we want our families around us as much as we can. And why you, the audience? Because we want you to experience what it's like to have a home that's safe, aesthetically pleasing, and that you can live in at any age, with any ability, at any time. I'd like to introduce you now to Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life. Hi, and welcome to Aging in Place podcast for any stage in life. I'm Dr. Debbie Lyons, and I'm here today with Jan Rayl. Thank you so much for joining us, Jan, from fairly warm Chicago. Yes?
Not really.
Not really, exactly. Jan, as we get started, I can't wait to hear about what you're doing. Talk to us a little bit about your background and what you're doing now.
So I work for a nonprofit called the Conservation Foundation. Mm-hmm. We're a nonprofit that protects rivers, streams, and open space. But part of our mission is to the health of the community. And so we started a program called Nature RX. And what we're trying to do is get a coalition of healthcare providers, schools, other organizations that are interested in the health, both physical and mental health of people in the community, and actually get doctors to start writing prescriptions for nature.
Oh, God,
that's our ultimate goal. In the meantime, we're just trying to get people outdoors to be in nature because it is so important to your health.
Oh, I think it's amazing. Jan, tell me a little bit about your background, where you grew up, where you went to school, and how you got into this.
So my background is I went to Purdue University as a landscape architect. And from there, I started doing, I did senior design, you can cut this out, right?
Yes.
I did trail design. I started doing land acquisition. And then I took a break to raise my children. And I came back to work for the non-for-profit. And in it, I do a lot of workshops for the Conservation Foundation, watershed workshops, and other ones. And we did an environmental summit. And that's sort of the catapult of what started this whole process. We did an environmental summit, and there were 400 people in attendance.
Oh,
and the
wow.
Summit was Nature RX. And we had Dr. Teresa Horton from the Northwestern University as our keynote speaker, and talked about her research that she did regarding the benefits of being out in nature. And she has study groups, and she had one group walk like in an urban area, one group walk in a natural setting. And she took their biorhythmic testing beforehand. They did some tests before and after to see what the results were.
Okay.
And inevitably, that walked in a natural setting, had lower blood pressure. Their cortisol levels had dropped, which are your indicators of stress.
Sure.
And the overall stress levels went down. So she was our keynote speaker. And from there, we had nature therapy walkers. Nature therapy walk. They were part of the summit. And then we had mindfulness, a yoga instructor, and also at Aurora University who teaches mindfulness was part of it. And we had all these people together that talked about the importance of being out in nature. And from that, I was contacted by several organizations that want to be part of it.
Is this a new sort of innovative way to view conservation, environmental science, the out of doors?
It is a new way because what we're trying to do in this coalition that we started working with, it's so important for children to get out at a younger age so they appreciate it as they become adults.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't appreciate it at young age, they actually are studies that show that they don't appreciate it as adults. And those are our supporters. That's our main support group. And we want those people to enjoy nature and appreciate it.
What were you going to say?
Well, so, no, I was just saying that, so it is unique, and the whole premises, part of this started from, there's a Dr. Czar who started the Park RX America program in Washington, D.C., and that program is, they partnered with the National Park Service, and he's actually a pediatrician, and he started the whole idea and concept to write prescriptions to children to get them outside. So that's how this whole idea started. And a lot of people, and since your program's on aging in place,
sure,
a lot of people have to go to a park or somewhere else. No, the important thing is to get out even in your backyard and enjoy nature. That's the most important things. That helps.
It's absolutely fascinating. And when I think about how the goal is to implement it into an overall health and wellness program, it's pretty impressive. What kind of, are people embracing this idea? Is the coalition getting stronger?
Yeah, we're getting more and more people. We have about 50 people now. And I've been, our initial meeting was November 1st of 2019. And at this meeting, I said, who isn't at this table that should be at this table? And they gave me a list of people, and from that, I started contacting organizations and groups that we thought should be part of this coalition. And our next meeting is going to be...
For example.
Well, school districts, after school programming, and then some other programs where they help... our target group is going to be children, though, for this one.
Okay.
But after school programming, before school, sometimes there's before school programming, but also there's a lot of existing programs out there that people aren't even aware of. So just to make them even aware that they can go out in nature and the importance of it. And there's so many studies, actually Richard Liu, who wrote this book, The Last Child, it's about a child that children now don't appreciate nature.
Okay.
Like they used to. We all see it. The children are indoors. They're not getting out as much. And so part of it is he wants people to start thinking that nature is not a perk. It's actually a requirement.
And a right. And, yes.
And part of this goes back to biophilia. I know, it's been mentioned before.
Exactly.
And biophilia, it's our basic innate nature to want to be in nature.
Yes.
I mean, we are Homo sapiens. We are animals, basically.
Exactly.
And if you're not connecting with nature, you're losing something.
Exactly. Hey, Jan, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines. Design elements are psychologically and physically supportive and conducive to health and wellness. To learn more about what Lines on Design can do for you, for more information on certified aging in place, and facilitative and supportive design, look for us at linesondesign.com. That's LYNES on design.com. We are back here on the Aging in Place podcast. Once again, I'm here with Jan Rail, and we are talking about a prescription for nature. And, I just think it's absolutely amazing. You said this, your project is going to be geared for kids. How do you think a project like this translates for people throughout their lifespan?
Well, part of it is, it isn't just for children, it's for everyone.
Well, yes. Okay. Yes.
And part of it is what's so important too. It's not only just, it's mental, physical, but also social. And I know a lot of seniors get isolated when they're at home. They don't go out as much. That being out in nature actually improves the social aspect of, as you age. It gets people together in groups. A woman I met as part of the coalition, she also has a program where she has a walk. And there was a study by the Yale University did a study. It's the nature of Americans and their disconnection with nature. It's a whole study. It's fascinating. And part of it is at a certain age, you can't advertise your outdoor activities as hikes. They should be walks.
Okay.
Because at a certain age, hikes are too strenuous. Mm-hmm. So even though it is a walk, you need to like take it easy. But a woman started advertising and promoting her walks, and she wants people of all ages saying, bring your walkers and your canes and join us out. And she says she got the idea because her sister had a disability. And she said, even if it took them, she said, sometimes it would take us an hour to walk a half mile.
Okay.
But just to be outside, she goes, I saw the difference in her emotion. She felt it raises your spirits. It makes you feel better. And it's so important to get out there and just enjoy nature. And when I say that, I mean, you shouldn't have electronics. Put your phone away.
Right. Yeah.
Put your phone away and absorb the wind. Listen to the birds. Look at things, and you notice things when you just start observing. You notice things that you didn't notice before. You have to engage really all of your senses, and that's part of it. Engage.
Can I ask you a naive question about what a nature conservancy really is?
So we are actually a land trust. It's a land trust alliance, and we are it's a larger national organization. And our land trust, we help people preserve their open space privately. So if someone has a house and they put a conservation easement on a portion of the property to keep in an open state, we usually help them then get it to a park district. And in Illinois, we have what's called forest preserve districts.
Got it.
And one in our county is 25,000 acres.
Okay.
So it's the only open space left in the county. So a land trust protects the land.
Do most places in the country, throughout the country, have land trusts?
There's a lot of private ones. You know, they're nonprofits, private, and there are throughout the country. And they're all different sizes. I've gone to several conferences. Some of them are individuals running it. We are one of the larger ones.
Mm-hmm.
We have 30 people staff, and we also have an organic farm at our office.
Oh.
And then there's thousands of acres.
So when you're talking about adopting something like the prescription for health and wellness, what's it called?
Well, we're calling ours Nature RX, but it's a park prescription program.
Park prescription pro. Oh, I can't wait. Do you know of other places? I can't wait to call our my town government here in South Carolina or in Hilton Head and see what they've got. I would be curious for people listening to this podcast, how many people really have this?
There's actually, they're throughout the country, and I know of the ones that are following the Park RX America, there's at least 72 in place.
Oh, are there really?
And if you go to it's called Park RX, like a prescription, rxamerica.org, and there's a website, and the way it works is the doctors can go online, and if you have a patient come in, and this is what we're trying to do now, is they'll input the zip code of where their patient lives, and said, okay, and it put, this site will pull parks that are nearby.
Oh. And
what it'll do is it'll pull up the parks, so a patient come in, and he'll say, and they want photographs, so sometimes if a patient doesn't know the name of a park, they say, oh, that one's near me. Okay, so he'll write a prescription to go walk in the park for 15 minutes at this site, and the zip code will pull it up, and it's actually a whole program that the doctors can, it takes 1 minute, the doctors can put it on the hospital program. It's a separate program to run at hospital facilities, even.
Sure.
Anything. They can pull it up, write the prescription. And when we've met with doctors, part of it, they said they need to have measurable outcomes. They want measurable outcomes to prove that what they're doing is working and make sure the patient is following up and doing what they said.
So compliance. So for example, what that would look like, let's use dad. My dad is 92. He goes to the cardiologist. The cardiologist says, okay, Rael, I want you for 15 minutes a day to go for a walk and, right, or move is really what you're saying. This is a prescription for that. What I then want you to do is document it or use your Fitbit or whatever.
Right. Right. And there's several different programs out there. Some of them have a QR code that you use for your phone and it tells that you.
Oh, okay.
Or sometimes you just go back and tell the doctor, or you can sign in, they'll give you an account. And because of HIPAA laws, you just put your number in and it tells the doctor that you've been there and it tracks it. So part of it is they just go back to the doctor to, you know, say that, hey, I've gone. They do a follow-up later on. And what this allows a patient to do is it gives you a doctor's permission to relax or go out in nature.
Interesting.
And one of the examples he gave was a teenage girl. She had a lot of emotional problems. Family issue wasn't that great at home. And he said, I want you to go. He goes, is there a place that you can go and relax? And she said, yeah, the hammock at my dad's house. And she goes, okay, I want you to go back there for 15 minutes each day and lay down and relax. And so, you know, without a phone, without anything else, she was at first, she thought she was going to go crazy doing that.
Sure.
And then other family members said, oh, can you do that? Oh, no, no. She says, I can't. I have a doctor's order to go do this for 15 minutes or 30 minutes. So it gives you an excuse and you say, listen, this is my doctor's order to do this. And I have to do this.
It's permission to lessen stress, to relax, to socially engage, to move. Oh my gosh, to experience five senses, to put down your phone. We could probably go on and on and on.
Yeah. And part of it too is like people don't realize when I do a presentation about Nature RX, I show a picture of a city scene and a picture of a nature scene. And what is the difference? How do you feel when you even just see that? When you're in a city, you are on guard. You are watching those streetlights. You're watching the traffic. You're watching the people. So all your senses are really on hyper alert, which causes stress.
Sure. Your amygdala goes crazy. Yep.
And when you go into a natural setting, you can turn all that off. It gives your brain a chance to sleep. And the University of Michigan did a study and said just a 15-minute walk in nature is like taking a nap because it lets your senses down. It takes them off, you know, off high alert of everything around.
It's fascinating. Right. We're going to take another quick break if we can, and we're going to come back and we're going to do our last segment and talk more about Nature RX. Stay with us here on Aging in Place.
For more podcast episodes, links, information, and media inquiries, please visit our website at agingInPlacePodcast.com as we transition through life with the comfort and ease you deserve. Discover how you can create a home that will adapt to you as you journey through life and the changes it will bring. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as our host, Debbie Lines, and her expert guests discuss relevant topics to creating a home for all decades in life. Don't miss our weekly episodes of Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life.
We are back here on Aging in Place for any stage in life. Once again, I'm here with Jan Rayl, and we're talking about Nature RX, nature prescription. And Jan works for a nature conservancy, correct? And you are a landscape architect. And so it's really funny. And talking about when we were taking a quick break, we were talking about you with children, because that's where you all are focused. I'm focused on aging in place. But what an opportunity for multi-generational interaction and bonding and experiencing things, experiencing ways to connect. I listened to my 92-year-old dad talk about Clementine, my 2-year-old granddaughter, or my 17-year-old grandson. And his comments are, you know, I just don't know that we connect on a lot of levels. I would think that nature would be for everyone.
It is. It's perfect. It's a perfect family situation. Another group here, the Lake County Health Department, has a program up there, and they're working with the Forest Preserve District, and they work with children and adults. And they say what's interesting is, even if you work with a child, and a lot of them have grandparents that take them out, it's so important to get the family out there. He said, because now we're getting the children out, they bring the entire family. And that way the whole family can walk at a slow pace and experience nature together. And you observe things, you know, there's things children observe that you may not be aware of or you never even thought of because you're not that. So it's a wonder to them. Mm-hmm. And it's fun experience wonder of something totally new they haven't seen before, whether it be a butterfly or something, you know, tracks on the ground or the wind, you know, seeing something blow in the wind, you know,
exactly. A plant. The old dandelions that we used to blow, right?
Yeah, things like that. Simple little things. And just, you know, sometimes they observe things that you may not be aware of because they're at a totally different level than you are. You're looking up here and they're looking there and they're seeing things on the ground level that you may not have seen or observed. And they point things out. And to me, it does. It brings generations older, you know, middle-aged and younger together. It's a great family experience to be out in nature.
So talk to me a little bit about places that are conducive to the nature prescription. Is it basically parks? Would it be, can I go for a sidewalk walk? Are you really focusing on trying to go somewhere other than where there are buildings and infrastructure? And
yeah, you want to go preferably a place with trees, but I mean, even your own yard would work.
Okay.
The Nature of Americans, that study that they did, that Yale did, you know, they asked the adults, oh, what do you think your child, they did a survey of the children, what do you think your child's favorite nature experience will be? And one woman said, well, we've been to the Grand Canyon, we've been to Yosemite, all these places. And when they asked the children their favorite place, their backyard. Playing in their backyard was their favorite place out in nature, not going to these big grand things that people thought you had to go to. It was playing in their backyard.
That's fascinating.
They're looking at the butterflies, they're looking at the bees in their backyard. Mm-hmm. But it is beneficial to be out in a natural setting, not a city, not a lot of buildings. And in Japan, they have actually what's called Shinrin-yoku, which is mm-hmm. forest bathing. And they actually have funding
forest bathing.
Forest bathing. That's what it's called, forest bathing. And actually, the plants, and especially trees, give off a chemical reaction to fight pests, fight other things. And as you walk through there, they're called phytoncides. And when you walk through there, you actually are breathing those in. And they found that that actually is helping people's immune system. They call their killer cells, your killer cells. It helps help your...
Yeah.
And it is actually proven that it is beneficial. But so yeah, forest bathing, that's what, you know, a lot of it is called, you know, just getting out in nature and just relaxing.
It's so funny when I think about my happy spot, you know, the whole time we're talking about this, where's my happy place? What is the place that probably where I feel most peaceful? And it is under my gazebo where the wind's blowing, it's shaded. I thought I would think the beach, but I'm really thinking trees and shade. Do you find that that's what the studies are showing?
The studies actually do show that in a forest is most people's happy place. I mean, mm-hmm. but some people's places are the beach and the ocean, you know, and the wind blowing there. And part of, you know, it's not, you know, there's people that think, oh, you can do their virtual nature. That's not the same. It's great, but it's not the same as experiencing the wind on your face and engaging all your senses. And what some of the people that we've talked to and met with, they, especially children that have had emotional issues, they found it's important to get them what's called in their flow state. And what that means is they are simulating or they are working their senses so hard that they forget about everything else.
Okay.
You know, it's a place where you're not thinking of, you're doing, you're reacting.
Okay.
And you're
all
doing,
right.
Like walking on a log across a stream or, you know, things engaging in nature, and it takes your mind off of everything else.
So for me, as a psychologist, I call that being mindful, which is being present, which is paying attention, which is when you're walking across a log over a creek, okay, you have to be mindful, you have to pay attention, you are with your flow, because if you're not, you're going to fall right on your behind, and that's not going to work so well. So I see how this, it's funny, at the beginning I said, Jan, you know, tell me a little bit about this. I wondered how it would all play out in real life. And now I'm seeing how all of this connects together to everything we're talking about aging in place, because it doesn't have to be something fancy. It just has to be sort of back to basics and being grounded, if you will.
And even, you know, working your backyard, planting plants, physically touching the soil mm-hmm. is found to be beneficial, because there's actual microbacteria in there. They're called, it's Mycobacterium vacci, which mm-hmm. you bacterium that you absorb through your skin from working with it. And it actually, it affects the neurons in your brain.
So that peck of dirt that our parents always said you had to eat before you were two, there's something to be said about that.
There really is. They're finding, they're actually injecting people. They're injecting rats and stuff, testing it. And it actually affects the neurons in your brain. They said it's almost like Prozac.
It's
the body. It's a bacterium. And they're finding, and there's actually a brain to gut correlation. Mm-hmm. And they're finding people that have had, you know, we've all seen where there's so many more children today that have allergies.
Yes.
That we have in our generation. And part of that, they say, is because people and children aren't getting and playing in the dirt. Getting
so
in that dirt.
Interesting.
Is beneficial. So just planting. I mean, actually, that's why they say they call it the happy gardener. I mean, you planting, touching the dirt itself and working with plants actually helps your whole body and the whole experience.
Well, with that said, this is our shameless self-promotion little bit. If you could, how can someone reach you? Can you give name, website, how we can learn more about NatureRx?
So to find out more, you can email me. And my email, it's a long email address, is J, and then my last name, R-O-E-H-L-L, at theconservationfoundation.org. Or call, you know, you can call my office or call my cell phone. It's 630 is my office number, 428-4500, and I'm at extension 121.
That sounds perfect. And again, if someone wants to learn more about NatureRx, you mentioned a park. We could go online and look it up.
Yeah, park, rxamerica.org. And there's for park people and everything else. So yeah, anyone that can go there is great information, great resources.
It has been amazingly fun to talk to you. You are a wealth of information. I think I just know enough now to be dangerous. I'm going to go do some research, and we will try to get you back again and talk a little bit more. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for
all
having
right.
me.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining us here on Aging in Place. Have a wonderful week.
Get out into the world, or at least into the neighborhood. Organizations and agencies are always looking for volunteers. Solo or as a family, you will be needed. Socializing is good for your well-being. Even if you are in a wheelchair or have another disability, there are little jobs that need to be done. From making phone calls or licking envelopes, maybe even driving someone to the doctor. And especially during the holidays, your entire family could volunteer serving the homeless dinners. Your heart will grow and new friends could become a blessing. My children and I volunteered for the Special Olympics up north, and once they became adults with families, they still volunteer to this day. My son, who served in the Army, delivers entire Thanksgiving groceries to military families that had someone deployed overseas. I raised my children with the meaning that even though we didn't have much, there was always someone who had less. Who knew? Your heart will grow.
Jan Rail, it was so interesting today to talk about NatureRx. I have new terms in my vocabulary right now, and that is nature and prescription, and how important both of those are for your health and wellness at any age with any ability. Thank you all for joining us this week on Aging in Place. Have a great one.
Aging in Place podcast is hosted by Debbie Lyons and produced by Henrik de Gior. If you have any comments or questions, send an email to debbie@agingInPlacePodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. If you're interested in advertising or sponsoring this podcast, email us at pr@agingInPlacePodcast.com. Thank you for listening to Aging in Place Podcast.